From Radio City, New York, Bob and Ray take pleasure in presenting the National Broadcasting Company with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
15 minutes of tomfoolery designed to keep you giggling like a schoolgirl.
Incidentally, our special guest today will be Tom Foolery, Boy Spot Welder.
Thank you and good afternoon, everybody.
Yes, it's great to be back, isn't it?
Today, the first portion of our show is brought to you by Barkwick, the easy dog biscuit mix. Ladies, tonight when your dog comes home tired and irritable after a hard day chasing automobiles and biting mailmen,
spruce up his spirits with a plateful of steaming, melt-in-your-mouth Barkwick dog biscuits. Yes, Barkwicks are easy to make with new Barkwick, the all-purpose dog biscuit mix. Costs but 3 cents a serving. You simply empty the contents of one box of Barkwick into a large bowl, add 2 pounds of butter and a quart of heavy cream.
Then stir until it has the texture of one box of Barkwick mixed with 2 pounds of butter and a quart of heavy cream. Fold in 1 pound of chicken fat and 3 pounds of porterhouse steak. Cut in 1-inch squares. Form into octagonal triangles. Place on a buttered pan and put in an oven heated to 423 degrees.
2 hours later, when done to a crisp tar color, remove, and you have a treat fit for a dog.
Simple? Quick? Yes, yeah, so simple and quick, you almost laugh to yourself. And inexpensive, too.
Yes, Barkwick is available at your grocer's. Insist on the original. Barkwick, spelled B-A-R-K hyphen Q-U-I-C-K. In the familiar red and purple package with the skull and crossbones on the cover. Thank you, Al. Nice work, old boy.
I think there's a squeak on that organ bench, too. Well, here it is, August 1st, and what have we got to show for it? Anything?
Well, as of this moment, exactly 17 hours, 46 minutes, and 24 seconds of uninterrupted night and day.
Yeah, time is rushing along, and we're decaying constantly. It's time to start living.
And it's time to salute the new month, August.
August, the fourth month of the year.
It is in August that youngsters of all ages love to play around the maypole.
The month discovered by good King Og over 2,000 years ago on a hot day in July.
August was named after the famous singer, April Stevens.
It's the month of March winds, letting the world know that at last spring is here.
The famous national dish of archipelago.
Ravioli.
Was introduced in August by Sir Oliver P. Sturdley.
August is the romantic month, father-in-law of the June bride.
America was discovered, as all school children know, by Christopher Columbus way back in August 12, 1492.
It is the only month with 32 days.
Of course, the most famous August birthday belongs to Mr. Fenwick H. Sitlow, who is 111 years old young today.
Let's wish Fenwick a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Fenwick H. Sitlow.
Thanks, fellas. Same to you.
It's the poet's favorite month, too. William Shakespeare once wrote,
"There's a dent in my microphone."
Composer Victor Herbert dedicated to this month his most famous operetta, August Time.
And more popular songs have been written about this month than about any other. For instance,
August in Paris.
August in the Rain.
In the cool, cool, cool of the August evening.
August is known in department stores as the start of the January white sale.
The month of giving and returning Christmas presents.
In the little town of Sturdley, New Hampshire, August, of course, is completely bypassed and celebrated as September due to an oversight of the local Chamber of Commerce. But we thought that this should be brought to their attention, and the president of the chamber up there said,
"Thank you for reminding me, boys. I shall see to it that starting next month, October, we will keep up with the Joneses and have 12 months in our calendar, too."
It is the month that acetaminophen was first inoculated into the bloodstream of a human guinea pig.
Income taxes are payable in August.
Or any other month except, of course, March.
It was in August that television was abolished in the colonies.
And it's in August that bare feet first begin their crushing course over the purple grapes of France's noblest vineyards to start fermentation on what will 3 months later be known as May wine.
Whoever you are,
whatever you do,
wherever you go,
it's good to know that Drew Pearson predicts that we'll have 30 more days of
summer.
Goodbye, Og.
So long, Augie.
Well, by George, here it is Wednesday again, Ray, and that means Jack Headstrong.
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 Jack Headstrong, the all-American American.
Pull down the shades, for I see you. Pull down the shades, for I see you. As your back goes passing by, I see you.
Yes, boys and girls, it's Jack Headstrong of Indiana Collegiate University.
The story of Jack's efforts to bring law and order to the world and honor to ICU.
Jack, Billy, Grace, Charlie, Uncle Jim of the 345th Field Artillery Battalion are on the trail of a dangerous band of saboteurs. Neither the local police, state troopers, FBI, counter-spy, the DA, the fat man, Mr. and Mrs. North, not even Inspector Thorne, have been able to get any information about the killers. And so, at a special session of Congress, it was decided that Jack Headstrong should be called in. Today, Jack makes a startling discovery, but first...
Hey, gang, how would you like a real penny postcard all for yourself, huh? Hey, gang, doesn't that sound swell? Yes, sir. Think now of being the first in your gang to own one.
Oh, there's so many things you could do with it, gang.
You could send a note to your pal in secret code.
Or you could cut it up into little pieces for confetti in case you go to a wedding.
Oh, gee, gang, doesn't that sound super? And how do you get one?
Well, right after today's thrilling episode of Jack Headstrong, we'll give you all the details. Okay, gang, swell. What's that? Oh, okay. Now to...
Jack Headstrong, All-American American.
Jack, Billy, Betty, Uncle Jim, Grace, Charlie, and the 345th Field Artillery are on the track of a dangerous band of saboteurs. We see them now as they speed along the highway outside the campus of ICU. I don't know, Jack, whether you're right or not about those spies, counterfeiters, blackmailers, and pickpockets that are all the combined police forces of the country have been unable to find, and so they called on you.
I know I'm right, Uncle Jim. I've got a hunch.
Gee, Jack, let me in on it,
will
you?
Not now, Billy. Uncle Jim, if my hunch is right...
And it usually is, Jack.
Thanks, Uncle Jim.
Gee, Jack, what is your hunch anyway?
Not now, Billy, later.
Ah, Jack...
Let's be good little sports, Billy.
What were you saying, Jack, before Billy interrupted?
I was saying, Uncle Jim, that I have a plan.
Oh, boy, now we're getting somewhere.
Quiet, Billy.
But I'm your best friend, Jack.
There's no time for that now, Billy.
You were saying, Jack?
Oh, yes. Well, Uncle Jim, I may be wrong, but I...
You're never wrong, Jack.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Uncle Jim, but I could be.
No, Jack. Me, maybe. Mr. and Mrs. North, maybe. The fat man, maybe. Maybe even Inspector Thorne, but not you, Jack. Why, next to you, our brains are just so much flabby jelly.
Well, anyway, here's my plan.
Say, Jack, I just had an idea.
Sorry, Billy, it'll have to wait now.
Oh, God.
In due time, please, Billy. Now, say, I wonder why Betty hasn't been saying anything.
That is an idea, Jack. What a mind you've got. Oh, Betty. Betty, you all right there in the back seat?
Oh, yes. I guess I must have dropped off to sleep, Jack.
Wake up, Betty. Jack's got a plan.
No time for that now, Billy. Turn on the special two-way, one-of-its-kind, extra-heterodyne, super-dynamic car radio, Uncle Jim. I want to contact the White House. Quiet, Billy. I think I'm getting something here.
Oh, boy, Jack. There's some swell news. Oh, could we please just listen to one song?
Come on, Jack.
Well, sure, I guess so.
Oh, boy. Gee, thanks, Jack.
Quiet, Billy. Let's listen to every note.
What a mind you've got, Jack.
Thank you.
Jack. Did you learn anything?
Yes, I did, Uncle Jim.
Gee, you mean, Jack, you'll tell us what your plan is now?
In a minute, Billy. I want to be sure I'm right.
You're always right, Jack.
Almost always, I'll admit, Uncle Jim. Here, let me think a minute. Quiet, everybody.
Well, Jack?
Quiet, Billy, I'm thinking. It's not polite to interrupt. Besides, you, Billy, you probably wouldn't understand if I told you.
Oh, yeah? Well, take that.
Oh, hey, look out here.
Yeah,
hey, just a moment, Billy.
Oh, please. Oh, Billy.
Okay. Billy, please.
You give up, Jack?
Yes. I, Jack Headstrong, all-American, American, give up.
Okay, and who's the boss now?
You are, Billy. Take over.
Well, this is a surprising turn of events. Billy Warfield has beaten Jack Headstrong. Is this some plan of Jack's? No, I guess it isn't. But Jack always comes through, though, doesn't he, gang?
Yes, sir. Just like you'll come through as the big shot in your crowd when you send for one of the swell new penny postcards we're offering. Gee, gang, you can't afford to miss out on this one. Imagine having a real, honest-to-goodness penny postcard for your very own. And only for sending in the word draw-off from a package of that delicious new kind of, well, it's kind of hard to describe. Well, you've all tasted smooth, delicious cod liver oil. Why, sure. So, remember, gang, draw-off, spelled backwards, reads forward.
Well, we've taken care of the kiddies for today, anyway, huh?
I don't know as I'm so happy about Jack Headstrong getting licked by Billy Warfield.
You know, that's the first time I've ever heard that anybody whopped Jack Headstrong.
Oh, I think it's terrible because Jack is so fine. So
well,
fine.
Well, he is. Of course, you can't. It only proves that you can't always win and you have to be a good sport even if you lick like that.
Well, I know, but why couldn't you have had Jack lick Billy Warfield and put him in his place?
Well, I mean, that would be too trite. That always happens, you know.
Well, maybe so, but then you've spoiled a wonderful illusion.
Well, what's new with you today?
What?
I say, what's new with you today?
Not a thing is new with me, Hugh. What's new with you, Hugh?
You have the wrong program.
Yes, of course I do.
What I was leading up to was, have you had any more word on this this big sour cream deal you have on?
Well, yes, I've had so many more words, but I think that you boys should explain to all those people writing for the surgeon's kit and the burglary kit the problems you've run into.
Yes, well, we have run into a few problems which we didn't anticipate when we first offered the surgeon's kit some weeks ago, and the same goes for the burglar's kit.
We're having a little trouble with the American Medical Association on the surgeon's kit.
And with the FBI
Fed.
On the criminal burglar kit. We have to clean up a few things like that before we can send it through the mails.
Well, I thought you should explain because you've had a thunderous response.
That's
for those
right.
kits.
Well, we're working night and day down in Ray's cellar trying to get these all packaged up, Mary.
Yes, I'm
and
sure.
As soon as we get word that we can send them out, we'll let everybody know.
We'll do it, won't you now? Don't forget, please.
There's the theme, and that means it's goodbye time for today's fun and falderall here.
Falderall. Capital P-H-O-L. Falderall.
I'm sorry, sir. Time's up for today, but our jackpot word for tomorrow then will be falderall. Join us then. We'll try to stump the experts. Until then, this is Bob Elliott.
And Ray Goulding, both of which remind you now to write if you get word.
And hang by your thumb.
Oh, you silly, silly boys.
For Mystery Tonight, it's The Falcon on NBC.